Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ruth Ann King is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth King is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of my good friends, one of my favorite folks. She's CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, author of a number of books, including The Ugly Truth About Small Business. And her new book is maybe the most important book for you to have on your desk, not on your shelf, folks. And I mean this, The Courage to Be Profitable. You heard me talking about this in the beginning of the hour when I told you Ruth was going to join us. You know, having the cash to make payroll, that's not sustainable. That's not about being sustainable. That's about survival. If you want to be sustainable, you got to make profits. You got to have profits. You got to create profits, and you got to leave them in the business. Right, Ruth?
Absolutely.
Welcome to the show, Ruth. Welcome back. It's good to have you back. One of the things, you know, folks, I said, Ruth, what do you want to talk about today? She said, let's talk about stupid things business owners do in their business. And I said, well, we could do that all day and not even leave my stupid things. We could just do a whole show or maybe all day just on my stuff, Ruth.
Well, one day we'll just have to take 2 hours and do it. That's all.
That may not be enough time. Boy, you know, one of the things, really, I'm serious, Ruth. If I have a badge of honor at all in doing what I do, Ruth, it's that there's almost nothing a small business owner can mess up on that I haven't done. I've made all the mistakes. I've done all the stupid stuff. I've recovered from all of them, pretty much. I've earned my bones. I know what's going on. When I talk about what they're up against, I know what they're up against. You know, and you do too.
Yeah, I've made all of them too. I mean,
yeah.
Between you and I and all the businesses that I've owned over the past couple of years, you know, that's 30 plus years.
Yeah,
there's a lot, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly has happened over there. I mean, we've had some businesses that have done phenomenally well,
yeah.
And I've had some fail as bad as you can fail them.
Yeah, yeah. And aren't those the people you really want to talk to, you want to listen to? I mean, I love getting the so-called celebrity entrepreneurs on the show. And, you know, the first thing I asked him, tell us what you did. What was the stupidest thing you did? What was the biggest mistake? And you know what? They'll talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I talk about it all the time.
Yeah. I tell people.
Absolutely.
I do, too. I was giving a relative came to me for some advice once, and I could tell he wasn't paying attention to what I was saying. I said, hey, you need to listen to me. I'm still making payments on this advice.
Yep.
You know, I'm still recovering from what I learned with this mistake. So give us an example of something stupid somebody's done that you've seen.
I'm gonna do them only from the financial perspective.
Right.
I mean, there's employee things.
We don't have a lot of time here, right?
Yeah. Let's just do this. Let's do the financial stuff.
Right.
All right. Number one in my book is not getting your financial statements on time.
Oh boy.
Whoa.
Ruth, you got to go back further than that. Not getting them at all.
All right, not getting them at all. All right, I'm giving them the doubt that they got.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that, Ruth. You're giving them too much credit.
All right, giving your accountant a shoebox full of your receipts in January for your taxes. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. And then thinking that the balance sheet and the operating statement at the end of the return is your financial statements for the year.
Yeah, that's great.
I've done that. You have too. I've walked into a business. When I had my consulting company, and they'd call me and say, could you come out and help us? We're going down, whatever. And I'd go out. I'd say, okay, show me your financials. They'd go get the tax return.
Yeah.
It's just November, and they'd go get me the tax return from April.
Yeah, and that doesn't work.
And they actually, this was not a tiny company either. They actually thought that that was their financial statement.
Yeah.
And guess what?
It's not.
I couldn't help them, and they didn't make it.
No, the reality of the situation is this. Your financial statement's your scorecard. and you need your scorecard every single month. I mean, think about it. You know, every time there's a baseball game, I don't know, some of the listeners might be into baseball, but they track everything. They track balls. They track strikes.
Oh, yeah.
They track They track that. And they know how to improve simply by what they've done in previous games.
Yep.
And like the night before game. So, I mean, you know, you look at car dealers, they know exactly where their profitability is every single month. Every single day they pull a P&L.
And you know, Ruth, 25, 30 years ago, you could have had a little bit of understanding about this for small businesses because it was not easy to do all that. You kind of had to be an accountant to do all that. But with the automatic, with the automated systems we have nowadays that are available that anybody can afford, there's no excuse for it, is there?
No, there absolutely is no excuse. And the reality of it is understanding financials is very easy. It's just addition, subtraction, multiplication,
division. That's all it is, folks.
And if you want my the Courage to Be Profitable, explains it all in English.
Exactly my point when I said a while ago, folks, if you want to be profitable, if you want to sustain your success, The Courage to Be Profitable by Ruth King. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.